Hi, I'm Kim Kramer, second-generation winemaker at Kramer Vineyards. We specialize in estate-grown Pinot Noir, sparkling wines, and some white wines as well. You can learn more about us at our website, kramervineyards.com, and explore the North Willamette Valley.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there. This is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
Oh, this week we get to hear about a delicious Pinot Noir-focused property in Gascon, Oregon. It's called Kramer Vineyards. And you know me, I am addicted to sparkling wine. But actually, I love rosé of Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Mueller, Turgau, Chardonnay. Lots going on at Kramer Vineyards, and they are coming up on their 30-year anniversary. Joining us today on Wine and Dine is Kim Kramer, who's the winemaker. Kramer Vineyards is located in the Yamhill Carlton AVA. She's second-generation winemaker, and she really came, even though she grew up in this winemaking vineyard, growing family, did not discover her passion for winemaking and sparkling wine until well after college, which was not studying winemaking. And Kim, I'm assuming that you are a bubbly personality.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have a huge, huge passion for sparkling wines, and really discovered my passion for winemaking because I love sparkling wines so much.
And you're the first one in the family to make sparkling wines, right?
Well, the traditional method, yes. My parents have experimented with sparkling wines on and off over the years and decided it was too much work for them to go the traditional route. And about 10 years ago, they introduced a line of forced carbonated wines, which has been really successful for them in the tasting room. But I was really excited about making Brut here, and especially having the chance to make it from our own vineyard, having it be vintage dated, and just be a really expressive wine of both the site and the vintage.
I'm going to give a heads up to listeners, because this is very small production of the Kramer Vineyards 2010 Brut. We're talking 149 cases total. And I would get on the stick about this right now if you're going to be ordering this for holiday entertaining, for gift giving. And also, there is this wonderful idea that your family's put together of a holiday trio gift pack.
Yes. The idea there is that, especially if people are new to discovering us, that it's a variety pack. So there's the Brut, our estate Pinot Noir, which is a really nice expression of Pinot Noir from our entire 20-acre vineyard here. And then we also have one of our single block reserve Pinots, which is a bit more focused, being from a one-acre site, our heritage block, which is our oldest vines in the vineyard.
And quite frankly, this is a fantastic price also.
Yes. Well, we've found over the years that that having it be at a certain price point makes it very, very attractive for folks to not only give gifts to their friends and family, but maybe buy a little something for themselves.
Oh, I like that even better. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, so for this for the holiday season, this is available for $79 if you walk in the tasting room or you order it online. And $99 is including the shipping anywhere in the continental U.S.
That's right.
And now, who came up with this idea of a special additional gift from the family along with this trio set?
Well, this is something that we've done with our wine club, actually, for the last few years. With our wine club holiday shipment, which is usually released in November, we like to include a little something to say thank you for supporting us. And since my dad has taken a shine to roasting coffee as well, it really made sense to include that in the gift pack for this.
Oh, wow. So basically, with Kramer Vineyards, you're taking care of the afternoon and the evening beverage and the morning beverage.
Absolutely, yes. If you need a little kickstart to your holiday entertaining, or if you need a little pick-me-up afterwards, it's nice to have that coffee around, definitely.
So talk to us about the Brut in particular. What kind of production philosophy did you take when you were producing this?
Well, I was really inspired by grower champagne for this. I really rejected the idea that champagne has to be, or sparkling wine of this style, has to be a blend from a bunch of different places or a bunch of different cuvées. I just really, really wanted to focus on our vineyard. This wine is selected from two blocks, one block of Chardonnay, one block of Pinot Noir, older own-rooted vines, one planted in 85, the other planted in 92. And then I was kind of experimenting with the blend. I've only made this wine since 2006, so I was I'm still kind of figuring out how much Chardonnay and how much Pinot Noir, and I stumbled on the 50-50 blend that the 2010 is quite by accident. We harvested, as far as the amount of fruit that we harvested in the vintage before, it was supposed to be 60-40, but because of the way the grapes press, I ended up getting 50% of each, and was really, really happy with that, and so we kept with that going forward. And so what I hope happens is, over time, as we produce this wine, you can really taste the vineyard in this every single year. The other thing that we do with this wine is, because we're not a large sparkling house, we have to do all the work by hand. We bottle by hand, we disgorge, or when we have to remove the yeast at the end of the process, we do all of that by hand. It's a very rustic operation. And I think that because of all of that work that we do, we really are paying attention to the details with this wine. And I think that's why for me anyway, I'm really proud of it. I think that's why it's so successful.
When you worked the 2010 harvest in part in Burgundy, did you get any experience there or see any production of Cremant de Bourgogne or... Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Unfortunately, I did not experience any of the production side, although I would love to one day. But I tasted plenty and really fell in love with the Cremants over there, think it's outstanding value, not just from Burgundy, but from all over France. And I did get to the family that I was staying with and working for. They made a small amount of a Brut Rosé that I loved, and so that's something that is definitely in the works for future bottlings here. The vintage just hasn't given us the right fruit quite yet.
Okay. So can I ask you, do you have any of the Rosé of Pinot Noir available for sale right now, or are you all sold out in the current vintage?
We do have a little bit of the 2011 Rosé of Pinot Noir left. It's on our website and available for purchase. It's $18 a bottle, a dry Rosé of Pinot. We have about 15 cases left.
Okay, talk to us, because I have to ask you about your Müller-Thurgau.
Oh, yes. So we planted Müller-Thurgau here in the mid-80s, in 1986, a small block of it, and the customer response to it was huge.
Yeah.
And so we eventually expanded our plantings of it to just over 3 acres here.
Ooh.
And it produces this really beautiful, aromatic, fruity wine that has nice acidity to it, but not so much that people are like, ooh, that's a lot of acid. I think it's just got a nice, crisp, clean finish to it that makes it a wonderful wine to pair with food. And it really has a broad appeal, I think, because of the tropical, spicy tree fruit flavor profile.
How about, I mean, when so many people, when they think of Oregon, not just Pinot Noir, but Pinot Gris.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that Oregon is a great, especially the Willamette Valley where we are, is a wonderful spot for fruity, aromatic whites. The style seems to be going lower alcohol, a little drier lately, which I'm really, really happy about because that makes the wines even more food-friendly. Miller-Turgau isn't nearly as widely planted as Pinot Gris here,
yeah.
But I think that it's a wonderful location to grow that grape because it produces very nicely balanced wines.
And Pinot Blanc.
Yes, yes. We've produced that as well.
So what are you going to be serving at your table for Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll definitely have sparkling wines there. I think sparkling wines are some of the most food-friendly wines that you can get, especially
yeah.
with all of the different ranges of foods that are served at Thanksgiving. We'll have some rosé on the table. And if we're lucky, my folks will pull some wines, some older Pinot Noirs from their library, and we'll get to taste some wines from their earlier days.
Oh, wow. Now, what do you think about your Chardonnay estate? Your estate Chardonnay, and that is—I'm assuming I didn't read the tasting note or production notes on it—but you aged it in some wood.
Yeah, so starting with the 2009 vintage, we've done a combination of wood and stainless fermentation and aging. And we've traditionally done all French oak, but starting in 2009, we added the stainless component just as an experiment to see what would happen. And we really loved the retention of primary fruit in that stainless barrel. So we've continued it into the future.
And you blend the two together then?
We do, yes.
Oh, wow. So you basically, at Kramer Vineyards, have something for everyone.
I think so, yes.
Oh, Kim Kramer, anybody would be lucky to be at your table at Thanksgiving. And, of course, people can create the same thing at their own. And you can order the wines online at, I want to say, KramerVineyards.com. Thank you
yes.
so very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
We will have links up for you to learn more. And when you order that holiday trio, tell them you heard about it on Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.